This story here that I'm going to tell is a story about the same one that is told in Cheyenne. A man that wanted to taste the beaver. I guess his friends used to tell him that beavers were good eating, and especially the tail. I had nothing but fat in the tail, so he sure wanted to taste some and kill one himself. And then he asked one of his friends how that beaver could, how he could kill a beaver. And this man, this his friend, told him they have to hunt for them at night times. And there's a full moon. You have to use a shotgun to kill one of them. So he went and well, he told him too that he has to have, before he goes over there at the beaver dam, he's supposed to have willow bark. Take some of that willow bark and rub himself with it, and then eat some, chew some. So the beavers won't smell him too much. They won't hardly notice him when he's got that smell on him, that willow smell. So he got, already he was chewing that bark, and he had his gun. And he went down to the river creek. So there he looked for one place where he was going to hide and wait for a beaver to come and swim by. So he found a place where he can see that the creek was floating down that way, and far off he could see that moon coming up, shining on that water. And there was a little island there. So he jumped over on that island, and he was sitting there. And he got already, he had his shotgun ready. Had a bullet in there, and then he had the trigger on, and he was just sitting and just waiting for a beaver to come around, swim around. So for a long time he sat there. He never seen anything, but he didn't give up. He just sat there and wait. It was kind of scary too that night out on the water. So pretty soon when he looked again towards the water, he seen something moving. He knew that the beaver was coming, swimming out towards where he was. So he got his gun pointed down just for where he was going to shoot him when he swims up to him. Got it already and coming up to him quietly. And then he didn't know there was another woman, with another one coming back of him, coming down to where he was. Another beaver was swimming down. He was busy watching that one over there. So this beaver he was watching was coming very close. And at the same time, I guess this one that was coming down on towards his back, well, he got to where he was, and I guess the beaver noticed him somehow, some way, and he ducked in the water, this beaver, and then I guess they just make a loud noise with their big tails when they dive in, and they just, you know, like If there was a firecracker going off, they make a loud noise when they do that. This man heard that noise, and then this other one was just coming close to him. Somehow he just squeezed the trigger of his shotgun. It went off and he hollered. Oh, God. He was really scared. And he had that in his mouth too, that bark. He didn't know whether he swallowed that bark or it went out, or when he was hollering, when he got scared, when that beaver made a loud noise with his tail. So he just got up and jumped across and started walking away. He was just shaky, was just scared. He didn't even want to look back. He was so mad at the other beaver that was coming towards his back, and he didn't want to have nothing to do with beavers after that. So he went on home empty-handed. Got home and told his wife that there were no beaver out tonight. He didn't want to tell him what happened. So that's all for that story.